tweet at TodaySOR.
And I see Sinn Féin councillor Paul Donnelly tweeting pictures, slightly grainy, but there's no doubt about it. Leo Varadkar's is the face on the poster, saying, is this the Taoiseach's team putting up posters before the Dáil is dissolved? Stay in touch. We'll bring you developments as they happen throughout the morning. Now, we are going to the news that an investigation is underway following the discovery of human remains in a bag in North Dublin last night. The area where the body was found at Motu Gardens in Coolock was cordoned off until the arrival of the forensic expert and the state pathologist this morning. For more, I am joined from the scene by Barry Cummins, primetime security correspondent, and also joining me, independent councillor for Dublin Bay North, John Lyons. Good morning to you both. Barry, I gather it was around 10 o'clock when Gardaí were called to the scene of this discovery. Do we know how and by whom the remains were found?
Sean, the remains were found by a number of youths who were in the area, but as we speak this morning, we don't know exactly how many, because given the shock of what they felt, it's not clear how many youths actually left the scene then and haven't actually spoken with Gardaí since. But certainly some have spoken with Gardaí. There was also somebody who lived locally who rang 999 as well to say that these youths had found this bag and that within the bag were body parts. And so this all happened around 10 o'clock last night. The scene has been sealed off since then. And the forensic teams are in place at the moment and have been at the tent, which has been covering where the body parts were found, covering that all night. So we're not clear how many people are actually in the area. But from those who have spoken with Gardaí, it seems that the bag containing the body parts was thrown out of a car. And that's what we know at the moment.
Barry, we heard from Paul Reynolds earlier on Morning Ireland that there's particular concern about a young man, I think a 17-year-old boy, who was warned that he would be abducted and killed and his body dismembered. Now, is there particular concern about him or have his whereabouts since been established?
No, there's concern about that boy, 17-year-old child. There is concern. There's also concern for a number of other people who are missing as well, because it's simply not clear yet whether the body is that of a male or female or what age. But certainly in relation to one teenager who's missing from outside of Dublin, there is concern for that boy. That's one line of inquiry that Gardaí are following at the minute. What I do know is that limbs, this is very distressing, obviously, Sean, but that human limbs were found in the bag, but that other body parts have not been located. And there are searches underway in various places to try and establish where the rest of this person's body may be and where a crime scene or scenes may be. And just as I speak here, an ambulance has arrived here to in time take away the body that was found here. But it's obviously a very upsetting case. And it's, I think, one thing that Gardaí are considering is, why was the body left here? And in other cases where bodies have been dismembered, there are two cases where bodies were placed in the Royal Canal in recent years, and in County Cork in the 1990s, a body in a sports bag was buried in a field. But why was this body left in a very built-up area in Coolock last night? Was it deliberately done? There was no chase of the vehicle at that particular time. So was the person under stress, or was it a deliberate act? And for what reason? What we're speculating, but why in a built-up area was this bag containing body parts left?
I'll come back to you in a moment or two, Barry, but to turn to you, John Lyons, councillor for the area, if it was left there or dumped from the car in a deliberate fashion, that would suggest, I mean, aside from the awfulness of somebody being abducted and murdered, there's an element of extra intensified terror about this, isn't there?
Well, good morning, Sean. Yes, there is. It's quite frightening. I think anyone listening to Barry there updating people on it on what happened last evening would be horrified to hear some of the detail. And it would seem that if that is the case, that it perhaps is an act of intimidation for someone living in the general vicinity of where the bag was dropped. And I think, Sean, again, you know, I'm just thinking of the parents of those juveniles and other young people and children in the area who are now today trying to explain, because obviously children absorb these things, they hear these things, happening in their areas, trying to explain exactly why the dismembered remains of a human body were found in their area. And it's quite frightening.
And now, we've spoken to you before, John, about shootings and gangland crime in that area. And it was interesting listening to a Vox Pop on Morning Ireland earlier, people saying that there were actually extra guards. There are lots of guards in the area. I mean, do you think there are sufficient resources provided to match the challenges presented by crime?
Well, Sean, we have spoken several times, unfortunately, on this very issue of violence in the area, particularly gangland violence. And you walk 5 minutes from where that unfortunate human being's remains were found, you will be at the murder site that happened last November in Clontarf. You walk 10 minutes from there, and you're into Kilmore West, where there was another murder that took place. And you walk another 10 minutes back up the road, close to last night, and you're into Darndale, where another murder took place in the middle of last year. So we've had significant levels of violence and killings in the area. And I just don't think the response from government has been good enough. I think there have been some extra resources, yes, into the local Gardaí, into Coolock Garda Station, and that is being seen as a visibility of local Gardaí on the street, and that's to be welcomed. But I think it's just not good enough, Sean. We've spoken about this previously, that the government came out, the Minister for Justice and the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, and didn't really commit to anything in particular, just met with some people who were hand-picked. And that was it. The call that I made last year for significant, and I mean significant investment, long-term, not just reactionary in response to one or two incidents, but significant investment into the area so that you do fight some of the issues that may influence some young people getting involved in criminal activity, particularly drug dealing. And that's social isolation, it's marginalisation, it's poverty, it's deprivation. It's about giving young people hope, giving them opportunities, so that their eyes aren't attracted to the supposed glamour of drug dealing. And we know in the area too, unfortunately, that there are many very young people who are being groomed by these drug dealers. They're accidentally building up a small drug debt, and then they've been forced into this world, whether it's running or whatever it is that they're doing for these older drug dealers. And this needs serious investment. We need a really targeted investment into this area. And to date, it would seem, Sean, and unfortunately this will continue, it seems as if because it's in Coolock and not in Castleknock, Leo Varadkar and the government just don't care. As long as it's confined to
they would dispute that. But in any event, to come back to Barry Cummins, John, I think I've given you a fair hearing, and a lengthy one indeed. Barry Cummins, you mentioned about the possibility this bag was thrown from a car. Do we know, was there any description of the car made available to Gardaí?
There was a vehicle sighted nearby, but there was a chase of a different vehicle in relation to a robbery in the nearby area. But this other particular vehicle, Gardaí are trying to clarify detail on that. But there will be, I'm told, there's a case conference this afternoon, and also we could expect either a statement or a press conference later today once they clarify certain things in relation to what is effectively now a murder investigation, although the post-mortem examination has yet to be carried out to establish how this person died and who they may be. We certainly know what happened thereafter in terms of the treatment of their body, but we're still actually in the very early stages of what is now a murder investigation.
Barry, thanks indeed for that update. That's Barry Cummins there, primetime security correspondent. My thanks also to John Lyons, independent councillor for Dublin Bay North.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.